I would keep working until I discover all the mystery. Do you understand? So we talk of man as body, mind, and spirit, expressing all these things. You have grown up through flesh. Therefore, you're in the habit of hearing with flesh. Before your mind was formed to hear, your ears heard. It is habit in nature to hear with your ears. So when you talk within yourself, you still hear with your ears. You understand? So it's like two things going on, two people. I hope you can understand. I know they can understand. I know Dr. Brother Akbar. I know Dr. Salam. I know these men who have studied psychology and the makeup of a human being. They understand. They know that a person can become in the habit of identifying himself with a certain object or with a certain member of his body, and he will talk to that as if it's himself. He will relate to it as if it's himself. Now, nature grew us up out of the physical, and we first used this before our mind heard and could understand what was being said. So it's nature. It's natural to, in yourself, think that there's somebody else. So who is that? Your ear. So what does the book say? Blessed are they who have an ear. Didn't say ears. It's two ears. Who have an ear. What is an ear? Means one inside that listens to the one who is speaking. So blessed is he who have a mind that listens to what his intelligence is saying. You understand? My intelligence is speaking, but my intelligence can only speak. I got another nature in me. And that nature in me is also a nature of my mind. My mind has the intelligence to speak, and my mind has the past knowledge to listen. Knowledge from yesterday must be put together with this situation of the day. And when I refer what's going on today with what happened yesterday, I look at it and I say, well, it's in agreement with that, the strength and with the truth of yesterday. Okay, I better do such and such. Is that right? So all I'm doing is referring what the intelligence, the voice of now, I'm referring it to the past so that the knowledge and truth of yesterday can verify, support the position I should say today, or either condemn that position. And I'll say, no, I shouldn't do that. Is that right? But we think of these things as two because we're used to speaking with a mouth and hearing with ears. You see? So the physical has trained that's within the physical. We behave within because of what has happened without. That has been happening without or in the physical has dictated and formed the conduct or the behavior within. That plain? All right. Okay. So when you speak now and you listen, you shouldn't be confused. That's you speaking, that's you listening. You speak with the voice of the present or prompted by the present, and you listen with the knowledge of the past. Then you make your decision for the future. Is that simple? All right, I hope you understand. All right, so this kind of knowledge you get when you understand the human makeup. That really I'm not many persons in one. I am one person developing through certain stages. Like the butterfly, who once was a caterpillar. He's a caterpillar, and then he goes into a cocoon and rests for a while and come out flying a butterfly. Is that right? All right. So I caterpillar when he became a butterfly. He just took off the deceitful outer covering and kept the body on the inside, right? Okay, so when I lose, come into my rational body, I shouldn't lose my sense body. Don't you know many men come into rational body and lose their sense body? In fact, the rational knowledge of this world is not rational knowledge. And I started off telling you these things, but it took all this time to bring them home. The rational knowledge of this world is not rational knowledge. How can it be rational when you are breaking the laws of your five senses? Is that rational? And they call it empirical knowledge, meaning that it's governed by the five senses. My eyes tell me something. My ears tell me something. My touch, my feelings tell me something, right? My hearing tell me something. My taste tell me something. So they say their rational knowledge are the knowledge of the five senses. They are liars. My eyes tell me more than that this thing is moving physically. My eyes tell me that this thing is filthy. My eyes tell me that this thing is unnatural. My ears tell me that this thing is wrong. Not only rationally wrong, my ears tell me this thing is morally wrong. All right? My ears have brought, my five senses have brought more messages to my mind than a physical scientific message. My five senses have brought all the messages to my mind. You can't divorce morality from five senses. You can't divorce spirituality from five senses. But the false science of this world has separated morality and spirituality from the five senses. Is that right? And it can be proven that they are wrong. They are all connected. And your five senses establishes those things just like it establishes that this thing is physically moving. Well, animal got more five senses than that. If that's all we can tell is that it's physically moving, and its physical movement suggests this, and we come up with atomic knowledge, chemical knowledge, physical knowledge, and when we jump out of that into human knowledge, our psychology, we say it's pseudoscience or part science. They are all fools. The highest of science and the most exact science is the spiritual science. Well, I hate to call it that. It's revealed knowledge. That's the highest. It sets proper focus on everything and brings you the truth and removes the darkness and mysteries from all things. All right. So when Christ comes to fullness, he is complete. And he's no more a mystery because he's known in reality. Who is that? That's me and you. Christ proper in the scriptural text is the individual man who comes in that role with knowledge of how to advance that movement. You understand? But Christ common is all of us. All of us. And the God that the scripture is telling us that we will come to see face to face is no more than ourselves. Now, brothers, why was it important for me to tell you that tonight, on this brother night? Because God is also a problem for man and wife, child and parent relationships. be easy for us to live with each other as husband and wife, as parent and children? How can the society live together naturally if we have unnatural, crazy ideas messing up and plaguing our minds all the time? All right. With this knowledge now, we can give the Creator. There's no one or two or three Creator. There's one Creator. Allah, the Almighty God. We can give Him due and proper worship. We can devote ourselves now to obeying Almighty God Allah, without having the burden of confusion on our minds. We don't have to now worry about seeing Him, meeting Him in the judgment. We can now get about the real business of doing what He intended for us to do on this earth. And that is to grow. Grow mentally, morally, spiritually, and as a civilized society. We can get about this job now, get about doing this job, and make progress behind progress, unlimited progress. We can resist eating pork, or drinking whiskey, or using narcotics, smoking reefers. We don't have to have no false high now. You who have followed me and understand what I've told you, you have the strength now to resist all those things. Let me tell you something. Time is limited, so I appreciate your applause, but if you just bow your head or gesture or say Allahu Akbar, anything, we don't have to interrupt with applause. I appreciate them, and I feel like applauding myself. You'd be surprised if you knew how I want to applaud. I wish I had about a trillion hands to clap with. Now, you who have listened, have followed, you have the strength right now. Don't tell me you don't. I know you. You have the strength right now to not only do without whiskey, dope, and things like that. You have the strength, and I don't care if you're nothing but 16 if you've understood me. You have the strength to never touch a woman again in your life and be happy. I'm telling you what I know. You can lie to yourself and me if you want to. But I know if you follow what I said, and have understood the message that I've just given you tonight, you have the strength to not to touch another woman. I don't care if you're just in your bloom, 16 or 17 or 18, for the rest of your life. And it won't destroy your happiness. You will be able to be a happy man. Because you have a much bigger thing to think about and to do. But when the world don't give you nothing to think about and nothing big to do, all these little things take over you, brother. The world sees you got a wife. Yes. I'm supposed to have a wife. But I can live without her. of no woman. In fact, a woman want to see my strength? Start moving against it. If a woman want to really see my strength, all she has to do is let me know she's moving against it. I can enjoy her. I like to kiss. I like to lay flesh against flesh. I don't like no pants and bloomers and whatnot between me and my woman. You know, I want you to know that I'm a natural man. I like flesh to touch flesh. You know? All right. And I tell you, I don't want the lights out. I don't hate what I see. I want the lights on. It's this old granted world of granted mentality that makes every man, though he's with his legal wife, feel that he's committing adultery. Man married the woman, got a license, and still feel like he's committing adultery. Turn out the lights, baby. He know he don't want those lights out. But he reach over and pull him out. Because she reminded him that what we doing is sinful. Turn out the lights. Not supposed to see what, we don't want to see what we're doing. They teach us from the cradle. In fact, from the mother's tit. That sex is a sin. And man was born in sin. And this old crazy idea reaches everybody in the Western society. Fact is, it reaches even those in the Eastern society. You'd be surprised how many people have come under this crazy kind of idea. Can't have sex without feeling their sin. They're sinful. If you get this new understanding, you'll come out of the grip of artificial mentality. And you'll be free. Don't turn the lights out. The lights gonna come on in the morning. Sun gonna rise. And did God turn off your sex when the sun came up? If it was to be done only in the dark, when the sun rise, you wouldn't have that desire. But sometime while the sun is up, you have that desire more than you do in at night. Right? But you can't go with your wife. I can't have no sex in the day. This thing is for night. You're tired and all worn out. Woman been at home sleeping all the day while you were working. You think the night is the only time you can have her. So you try to do it at night. End up half doing it. Hold up. Yeah. All right. It ain't because you can't do it. It's because you're doing it in the wrong time. you something. You don't even know crazy idea that sex is dirty, is wrong, and something you all do in the dark. No, if you're tired at night, sleep at night. And when you arrest it, do that. Let me tell you something. You can be physically tired and carry out a mental action. But if you're physically tired, brother, your mind is affected by that. But worse than that, your body, the nature just ain't with it. So you use your mind to force your nature, to force your physical body, right? You're tired in hell tonight. Work 2 hours overtime, 10 hours, hard job. Body worn out. Woman, she wants sex. And you want sex too. But you ain't ready for no sex. And it's nighttime, and this is the time that you think is for sex. Okay, so you got to have sex tonight, right? So here you go, forcing your mind. You have a desire, so you force your mind to get with it. Sleeping, you don't want no sex. You want to go to sleep. But you feel like I got to get it while it's ready. Right? Yeah. It's ready, and the time is right. It's ready and it's nighttime. Okay, so you force yourself to get into it. Here you go. Boom, 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 and that's it. All right. Let me show you. Don't get your mind off of Islam now. I'm trying to show you the depths of Satan. Okay. Now your wife, she start complaining. Oh, honey, why don't you do something for yourself? Why don't you learn something? You know how they can come down. They don't always speak like this, but sometimes they just hint. Or with silence, they can tell us on many things, you know. All right, so now we feel under pressure. Manhood is on the spot. Right? So here we go. We're going down the drugstore to buy some high potency tablets, capsules. We use that for a while, after a while, that ain't doing too much good. See something new. What do they call it? Zinc. Zinc. New remedy. Zinc for men. Go in there and get you some zinc. After a while, that ain't work. Go and get on the natural kit. Eating the sweet germ. Lecithin. Dried fruit. Nuts. Special roots. Now, most of them, they done fell down to Satan long time ago. But here, this brother, he just went all the way. After a while, he can't go no farther. So there he is, the night down there, with his face in the bushes. Thank you. ready from dust. From dust thou art. From dust thou art returned. From the womb thou art. To the womb thou art returned. Now, has burdened you with unnatural ideas about yourself and your nature, and have caused you and your woman to just drive, drive, drive for something that never can be fulfilled. You understand? And sent you right on back into the womb where you came from the beginning. God brought you out of that to start your life. Then you have stuck your head back in there. Very crack. I'm telling you what I know women say. I've heard them say it.
figure lick out my crack. Now, let me tell you something. You don't have to actually put your head down there for them to start treating you like that. See, some of us never put our head down there, but we begin to show enough weakness for that that it makes them think, and in reality, our head is down there. Anytime you can't make decisions that you know are right, fearing that this woman ain't gonna give me none tonight, you have put your head down there. Your mind has become your sex organ. Your sex organ has taken over the kingdom of your head. You understand? So anytime that you can't make proper and right decisions in your home for fear that that woman ain't gonna sleep with me tonight, you have given up your manhood. You have given up your life. You have killed yourself and become nothing but a sex organ. That's right. It ain't your fault. It's the devil's fault. It's that group of conspirators' fault that put these crazy ideas into our life about sex and about our own human makeup. It's their fault. But once you get clear understanding, you're supposed to rise up above that man. Look. I don't think you can find a husband in Chicago any more agreeable than I am with my wife. I got a wife, man. I hope it don't get out. But I got a wife that'll test you, man. I'm telling you, she'll test you. She'll test you, I mean, in every way. And if you ain't excellent, I mean excellent, have you running right out the door, right off the planet, if you can find a way off. I'm telling you. Now, she got her beautiful side, too. Sweet and beautiful side. But she got a side, I'm telling you, that just has to test strength. Wherever she finds strength in me, she got to test. And she never give up. Keep pitching and picking and picking and picking. And I try to satisfy her as much as possible. How much is that? As much as my God guidance to me will permit. God has given me guidance. He told me that there are certain things that I can't do if I'm to please him. I'm not going to do those things to please no woman. All right. So when I can't please her, I can't please her. She get upset. Sometimes she say, that ain't no law. You use our law next to you. Well, I can't prove it to her. All right. Look. No, look. I can't prove it to her. That's what she see. That's what she believes. So I can't prove to this woman, that woman, I am doing this for Allah. No, that's just you. You don't have to do that. Holy Quran don't say you have to do that. But the Holy Quran set the guidelines, established the principle. And if I see that the principle applies in this area, I have to obey that principle. Okay, this woman, she haven't studied the Holy Quran like me. So she say, oh, that's just your decision. Holy Quran, I've read it. Don't say that. But you haven't studied it like I've studied it. You don't know it like I know it. So I know that it says I shouldn't do this. In principle, whether it says it in actual language or not. Okay? All right. So she says, Allah, daddy, you just using Allah as an excuse. You don't want to do this for me. That's it. She'll go until the sun turns into a snowflake and fall on my head. Yeah? Let me tell you. Now, she can try all she wants, but I repeat, she won't change me until the sun turns to a snowflake and falls out on my head. Or until God let go his control on me. But as long as his MOB and earn God's control over my life. See, God ain't gonna control our life unless we want it 100%. We have to want it 100%. He's not gonna control our life if we are half made up, half our mind is made up. We still wanna do this, you know, but we asking God to change this, but the inclination is still there, you know. So look, the inclination will always be in the flesh and in all these things. But once the will is determined, completely made up, I want God's way on me. I want to follow his way. I want his control over every atom in my being, over every thought. Once you come to that position and you ask for it, most likely you'll get it. And God will be the control in your life. Now, when he becomes that control in your life, he's not going to let you go until you change your will. Long as you keep that will, he ain't gonna let you go. So I know that's the will I have. And he ain't gonna let me go until I give up this will. And I don't believe I'll give up this will. Ever. You understand? Ever. Because I know too much about it now. And had it too long. Maybe I would have given it up about 10 years ago. But no, no, not now. You should be the same way. Don't make a lot of hell in your house. Don't jump up and curse, spit all over the place, screaming and carrying on, kick your furniture all over, beat up the little children, go and slap the wife down, beat her all up. Don't do that. Be intelligent. Be well disciplined. Do what you got to do for Allah's sake. Every time anger starts rising in you, remember, say, Wallace, now your name's something else. Say, Wallace, I made this choice or this decision, or I'm telling this woman this, to please Allah. Don't say it to her, say it in your own mind. Say, I'm telling this woman this to please Allah. And she's rejecting it, but she's not rejecting me. She's rejecting Allah. And my duty is only to tell her what Allah is moving in me. Okay? All right, so she's rising up against you, but actually, it's not you. You have given yourself, you ain't even there no more. You stepped out of that position. You put Allah there, right? All right. When you found out what Allah wanted, you gave up to Allah. So you ain't there, Allah is there. So if the woman attacked you, she ain't attacking you. She's attacking what Allah wants. And he's attacking Allah. You understand? In the form of his guidance, he's attacking him. So don't you be upset. Think you have to win an argument with her? You don't have to win no argument with that woman. Just tell her in a soft voice. Say, baby. Baby, I ain't gonna let you bring no whiskey in here. Our baby, I ain't gonna let you bring no pork in here. Our baby, I ain't gonna let your friends come in here and eat pork in my house. This is a Muslim house. You understand? Our baby, I ain't gonna let you go out with those hoes. If you know a woman is a filthy, no good scoundrel, if it's known, I'm not talking about what you suspect, but if you know, others know, that this woman is a whore or a prostitute or an undesirable woman, tell your wife, well, I can have my friends. I ain't doing it. Tell a woman, I'm not going to have it. Allah is against us. Where the Holy Quran say that I can't have a woman, a street woman, as my friend? long as I ain't doing wrong. Say, in principle, the Holy Quran says, you should be trying to convert her to Islam, bringing her to the mosque. If you go with her to the places where she go, or go sit up in some room and talk with her, and ain't talking about Islam, trying to bring her to the mosque, you are out of order. So if you're going to have undesirable women as your buddies, baby, I want you to know that you are doing it against me. And if it keeps up, our relationship is going to go to pot. Tell her. See, you have to make your choice between the filthy, undesirable company that I see you taking up with or me. And be a man. Don't say it and then ask Allah to defend it. You trying to obey Allah, right? Okay, then that woman tests you. Don't say, Allah, oh Allah, help me. Allah already helped you. Allah helped you when he showed you the way, the light. Now you show Allah that you can help yourself. And that woman say, well, if that's what you say, then you just have to get a divorce. You have to leave. Say, well, we're separated right now. Yeah. See, I don't know what you think of me internally or me externally. But you ain't getting nothing else from me externally. And all you're going to get from me internally is some more guidance from Allah. That's right. That's how I handle the situation. The externally, you're through, baby, until you come around. They talk about putting me on the punishment list for 4 or 5 days.